Now, this Thursday coming, the Kerry Divisional Community Alert will be having its meeting. It's an overview of the community alert system and to help set up new community alert groups, amongst other things. With me on the line to talk about this is Inspector Tim O'Keefe. Inspector Tim O'Keefe, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
What are you trying to achieve here? And just tell me a bit about how the community alert system has been working. People would be aware of it, but I know you need it to spread to other areas to help you do your job.
Yeah, so we haven't had a community alert meeting since before COVID, so we're 3 years down the line now, and we're looking, maybe some of the community alert systems have probably gone dormant, and we're looking to revive those. So many of your listeners probably know what the community alert scheme is. It's where different groups in the community, they get together, they're on a text alert scheme. So let's say, for instance, that we might have a suspicious call or a bogus trades person calling around to an area. We can send out a message to the public and let them know that somebody's in their area, just to kind of give them a heads up.
And that's the important side of it, is that you need to reactivate the ones that have gone dormant and get new ones going. Because what kind of a role does it play in helping you do your job, Tim?
Yeah, I suppose on these schemes are excellent for crime prevention, but when crime is low in a particular area, like everything else, people get complacent and maybe it dies a death then, and we're trying to revive those, because it could be next week or the week after, maybe there could be crime in the area and we'll be able to get the information out and look for help. And it also complements our, we have a text-in service now in Kerry, which we're the only place in the country that has it, where if you have information, you can text it in anonymously as well. So we're trying to complement both of those systems, get them up and going, and the more community alert groups, the better.
Does it help with, I suppose, explaining your role as well to people on the ground and introducing, I suppose, you know, ye as individuals to local communities, so that when something does happen, they know who they're dealing with?
Yeah, and we're launching the new community engagement framework in Kerry, and we're hoping that we'll have that launched by the end of the year. And what that is, Jerry, is that we're dividing County Kerry up into 61 different community policing areas. And each of those community policing areas then will have its own community guard. So it'll be, for instance, every guard will have about maybe 1,500 to 2,000 residents in their particular area, and they'll get to know the people. So it's getting back to basics, really, back to the community policing, back to the community garda. And you'll be able to go online. There'll be an online application where you can go into the map, you can see who your community guard is, get his or her phone number, email address, and then that guard will have ownership of that particular area and be responsible for the people that are in that are in their community policing area.
Yeah, and you'll be introducing your new crime prevention officer.
Yeah, brand new Sergeant Mike Quirk, brand new out of the box. So he'll be starting taking over from Sergeant Jim Foley, who retired late last year. So he'll introduce himself and talk about a few initiatives for the year ahead and crime prevention initiatives. And there'll also be other speakers there from Meinton Atira. We'll have a presentation on personal security devices, such as the panic alarms for elderly and vulnerable people as well. So there'll be a good lot of information there. We'll have a couple of stands there as well before the presentation starts that people can have a look at and just do crime prevention advice.
Yeah, and that advice, like, that's practical stuff. I know the IFA were talking about it recently in relation to Kerry farmers being urged to protect themselves by tagging or branding their property so it can be traced if it's stolen, and you know, programs like that can reduce crime on that level. That's just the handy stuff that people need to know and get the advice from Gardaí as to what to do.
Yeah, and we launched the Garda Property app as well at the Plowing Championship last year. And what that app is that you can take photographs and log your serial numbers on your phone. All the information stays in your phone. It doesn't go anywhere else until you may become the victim of a crime. You can send it immediately to us then, and then it's easier for us to track down the property for you. But at the moment, we're also working with Kerry County Council to acquire two property marking machines, and we're hoping that we'll have those in the next month or two, and we'll be available then to go to Mark's Farms and to mark property on people's behalf. But I think it's the message is that it's important to log your own property so that if it is reported, that we can have at least have a photograph or a serial number that we can track it back, because the amount of property that we get back to, and we can never find owners for it. It's very unfortunate.
Unbelievable. Yeah, incredible stuff. So look, for anyone who's considering this for their area, Tim, what do they do if they want to set one up or get involved?
Well, the easiest thing is to contact your local Garda station. We have liaison sergeants in each of the three districts in Tralee, Clarny and Listowel, and they'll give you advice about setting it up. But if you really want to, it's a great learning opportunity about it if you want to come along next Thursday night. The doors are open at 6:30, where we'll have a bit of a display and information stands, and then the presentations will kick off at about 7:00. So it'd be a good opportunity, I suppose, to meet people. There's a lot of these groups that haven't seen each other since before COVID. This is a good opportunity to meet your local Gardaí, meet your community guards, and just get a bit of advice and personal safety, particularly now during the summer, because I suppose during the summer as well, with the bright evenings, we get complacent. People are working in the garden out the back, they might leave their front door open or have property out the front, you know, it's just things like that, just to be mindful. And it's a good opportunity now that the meeting next week or this week to showcase that.
Yeah, certainly is. And listen, Mike, where is it on?
So it's the Rose Hotel, Thursday the 22nd, doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the presentation soon will commence at around 7:00.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, we'll leave it there, Tim.